Christian churches use some big words with no definition, but I know this three-word fact. God loves me. I don't understand sanctification, and I sure can't figure out expiation for my sins. Hey, I don't even understand why our God loves me.
Through Romans 5:8-21, God tells us that Jesus died on the cross so everyone can choose their own destination, heaven or hell. God sends no one to hell, but provides the way for everyone to choose life, as God urges us to do in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19.
I don't understand justification, and I sure can't figure out propitiation for sins, but I've seen that God is a God who loves you and me. God showed love to all us when Jesus died on that cross. Does not choose hell as predestination for us. While we were sinners, Christ died to save us. Romans 5:8.
God promises you in Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Titus 1 verse 2 says that God cannot lie, cannot break his promises. We can have peace in knowing God's love, that we choose our own destination of life with him forever. Here are some simple steps. 0, 1, 2. There is no way to make ourselves free from sin so we can go to heaven. 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. There is one way to be forgiven for sins. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There are two simple steps to choose heaven with God as your destination for all eternity after you die and leave this earth. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.